Sunday night, or Chof Gimel, Adar, Chof Dalet. We're doing Mechivas Chomet, or Chof Hey Adar. We're doing Mechivas B'dikas Chomet, about Chomet in the Dvar Halacha. Okay, because of the way we clean our houses for Pesach, and because we throw into the shtar mechiras chametz just about everything that we just spent a few weeks cleaning for, and we just throw everything in, and then people go away and they don't want to bother cleaning the house, so they say they're going away, they'll just sell the whole house. But really in halacha, you see that the halacha treats the chiyuv b'dikas chametz very seriously. Here's a halacha that really is a very important halacha. It's in Tov Lamed Vav Siv Gimel. A Jew is renting a house from a guy. So within 30 days he leaves, his lease is up, within 30 days of Pesach, he leaves, and he goes to another house. He moves, so he'll have a chiyuv b'dika in the new place he's living. So he doesn't have to be mavar the base akum, because he's being mafkir anything he leaves behind, and the guy is going to become the guy's. But that's not enough of a reason. The point is shere yikayim mitzvahs beer, but also bayis acher, because he'll have since he's the chametz he's leaving behind, he's being mafkir, and it's not his chametz anymore. But that you see from this halacha would not be enough to be mafkia the chiyuv bedika. It's because he's doing the bedika somewhere else, and then the halacha goes on. But if he's going out, it'll be in a place where there's no chiyuv bedika really. There's no bias. That's probably a raya that you wouldn't be mekayim the mitzvah, the chiyuv chachamim of bedikas chametz, the marshal just checking your pockets or something, because he's wearing clothes. He could check his clothes. He could check his knapsack. He could check his suitcase. What do you mean mefarish or yotze b'shayara? You always have something to check. So Terech says you need a bias. You need a place where you're living. So if you don't have a place where you're living, or if you're going to your in-laws, or you're going somewhere. So it says, "V'lo yikonis b'pesach b'bayis." So yesh mi she'omer, and this is really how we paskin. If he's leaving his house and he's just selling it to a guy, he's selling the contents of the house to a guy. But the guy's not going to go in there on Pesach with chametz. The guy's not going to be nichnas to the bayis. Don't forget about the chametz. He's not going to be nichnas to the bayis. So we paskin cholol of chovas beer kimishu toch shloshim yom b'tzorech levar beis ha'akam sheyotzim imenu. Even though the chametz, the same cheshbon, chametz is leaving behind his mafkir, or in our case, he's selling it. He's selling the chametz to a guy, but it's within 30 days, and if he's not going to be mekayim mitzvahs b'dika somewhere else, then really the halacha is mekayim him to be b'dik his house anyway. So the truth is, it's not so simple to just escape the chiyuv b'dika. First of all, it's I'm talking about if it's right to do, if it's wrong to do. But you see in this halacha that Chazal made a chayvus b'dika, and it's a chayv, and you have to somehow take care of that chayvus. So in the case where you're going away and you don't want to check your house, so there's really two eitzes. I mean, the Mishavur Paskins, you have to check the house if you're not going to have a chiyuv b'dika anywhere else. Even if you're selling the whole thing to a guy, that's on a Mishabura Paskins. So there's two things one would have to do besides Taka doing Vedikas Chametz. One is to leave over a room that you're Boydik, so you can sell the contents of the house and be Makayim the Chayvus Bedika in one room and be Boydik early Yudalid. Let's say you're leaving the next day, so you can do it with a bracha. If you're leaving early, you do it without a bracha. But you do it on one room. So you'll be mekayim the mitzvahs b'dika that way. If you're going to a hotel, then l'chayra you're in a bias, so you have a chiyuv b'dika in the hotel room when you get there. So if there's a shayla, if you get the Erev Pesach, you have to make b'dikas chametz then. if you get there, right? So even if you don't want to do Bedikas Chometz the night before, because you're selling it to a goy, I'm not going into the shaila about being boydik, what you're going to sell to a goy the next day. It's a different issue. It's not this issue. So in a hotel room it wouldn't be so bad. If you're going to an in-law's house or something like that, I would recommend if you want to not be by the chametz in your house, which you should do, it's not that hard to get rid of all your chametz. If you're not there for Pesach, cleaning your house for Pesach is not hard at all. It becomes the heavy pressured thing that it became. Really, it's only necessary to be so pressured if you're home and you're eating at home and there's food and there's crumbs and there's chametz for Pesach b'mashu. So then it becomes more of a pressure-filled atmosphere situation. If you're not home, it's not that hard. But if you want to escape the chiyuv, so and if you're going to in-law's house, according to this halacha, you would have to rent, make a ma'aser kinyan on the room you're in, assuming you have privacy, you have a room. And then you would be by the chametz there that night, or in the day if you go in the Erev Pesach. You would have to chiyuv b'dika there. I don't know what happens. Or make a shliach. You have to make a kinyan and make maybe your in-laws a shliach if you're not getting there till the next day. You have to work something out because of this halacha. That if you're not going to have a b'dika somewhere else, then even if you're leaving the house totally, and if the guy is not walking in, as Mishabur Paskin, so you have a chiyuv b'dika. Okay.